Mibbit's coming up. Why is the Mibbit so important to the Mississippi National Guard and Mississippi in general?
Well, the reason the Mibbit is so important to the Mississippi National Guard and 155 Brigade Combat Team in particular is that it helps us to validate the readiness of this particular brigade. All our brigade combat teams across the National Guard and the active Army, for that matter, in different levels of readiness right now, and we believe that we are as ready as anybody for the stage that we're in. So going out to Fort Hood, Texas, and participating in this this multi-echelon integrated brigade training exercise shows not only the Mississippi National Guard, but it shows the Army in general the capabilities of the 155 Brigade Combat Team. And I know we'll have a lot of people that come out there to see it, so this is our opportunity to showcase our brigade.
Okay, sir. The Mibbit is a massive logistical and training intensive operation. What are your thoughts on the Mississippi team's planning for the Mibbit?
Well, this is a huge operation. Anytime you start moving an element at the size of a brigade combat team, which is up to about 3,900 soldiers at one time, it takes a lot of people, it takes a lot of planning, it takes a lot of coordination to be able to pull something like this off. And to move this brigade from Mississippi across Louisiana all the way into Texas is a huge undertaking. That's why we have other members of the Mississippi National Guard that are not part of the 155 that are participating, such as the 184th Expeditionary Sustainment Command. They're the organization that's responsible for actually moving the brigade. And we also have some assistance from our Air National Guard with the 172nd Air Wing, who will be transporting many of our soldiers on C-17 aircraft. So in order to coordinate all of that, the Joint Force Headquarters also had to be involved. So we had to pull all these different elements together in order to make it work.
All right, and sir, what's your assessment of the 155 and First Cav partnership?
Well, it's a partnership that's gone back for many years, and back when we were a part of what we called a round out and round up organizations, where the 155 was actually the 3rd Brigade of the 1st Cavalry Division back many years ago. We've rekindled those relationships, and right now I feel like we have probably the best active component, reserve component relationship of any brigade and division headquarters.
Okay. And sir, last question. There's going to be a lot of military traffic on the roads heading from Mississippi to Texas. What are your comments, what's your message to motorists out there in terms of safety with our convoys?
Well, our convoys, we're going to move about 800 vehicles. We're going to convoy those vehicles from Mississippi to Texas. And what I would ask for the motorists that you, when you see these convoys, please respect them. I know they'll be driving a little slow, and we'll ask you to go ahead and pass them, but don't intermingle with them, because it creates a safety concern when you do that. So respect the soldiers as they try to get from here to this outstanding training event that they're going to have out in Fort Hood, Texas. But also just be safe.
Okay. And is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, the last thing I'd say is, nobody's more proud of the soldiers that we have in the Mississippi National Guard and the airmen that are going to be assisting them for this endeavor. They're going to go out to Fort Hood, Texas. They're going to do an outstanding job, and they're going to make Mississippi proud.
All right. Thank you, sir.
That.